Log Talk Radio.
My name is Dr. Lewis B. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. We do our kickoff show right before we have our action show that comes on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm so excited to come before you. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black college, universities, and high school and middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States. Again, we get an opportunity to come on Wonderful Wednesday. And we like to call this hump day for everybody that's trying to get toward that weekend so they can go and scream and holler, enjoy their weekend at their favorite school, whether they're middle school, high school, or historical black college and university, Power Five, Group of Five, Division Two, Division Three, whatever school you're part of, you want to be the voice for you. So we want you to be able to call in and share your thoughts in regards to what happened last weekend with your team. But we have an outstanding log for tonight. Now, the call-in number for our show, Talking Sports Plus, is 347-857-4192. The web link to just hear the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. And if you want to get us by Twitter and our Twitter account, if you just want to tweet the account, I mean, tweet the show, you can go to it and you can tweet it at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith. Now, each of my co-hosts, who I will introduce in about a few minutes, also have their Twitter account that you can share some thoughts with them as well. We have Lauren, Coach Lauren D. Smith, who's a lady of our show, as well as the Millennium. We call that young lady our Millennium Speaker, our one young exciting, because she represents the Millennium on our show, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. And her Twitter account is at @Kiwi_don't_care. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards, another one of our co-hosts, is at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7. And our co-host, Daryl E. Train Elliott, he's our radio personality. He's at Elliott Daryl with the number 1. And as I stated, myself is at Lorenzo D. Smith. Again, we're so excited to come before you because we have a show log full of a lot of things that we're going to discuss tonight. We want to know exactly what happened, first of all, at your historical black college or university this past weekend. Who did you play? What team did you play? Tell us what the results. Tell us what you think about that first game. If you do have a Power 5 team that you are supporting, call us, let us know exactly what happened with your team, regardless who it may be. We're in the southeastern part of the United States, so basically you can call from anywhere in the country. But, you know, our focus is with those teams in the southeastern part of the United States, but we're really, really available for everybody. So you get an opportunity to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. The store starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, as I stated, this is our kickoff show for our normal show that comes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We do it at 7 o'clock every Wednesday night. Our show come live to you at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook, and you can get that through facebook.com/Dr. It was a D-R L-D-E-A-L-B-E-R-T-O L D'Alberto Smith, or you can go to Instagram and you can take an opportunity to go to Instagram and you can get the contact, and the contact information is Lorenzo D. Smith 15. As I stated with y'all, stated to you earlier, we're excited about being here. It's a great opportunity to share some exciting things that's going on in our world of sports. Now, the title of our show is Wonderful World of Sports. So in essence, we're going to focus on our coach's corner like we always do. We'll address the violence at high school and college football games. There were several incidents that happened in the first 2 weeks of high school as well as the first week of college that we want to address. What do our community needs to do? What do our states needs to do? What do our district, our school district, needs to do in regards to violence? I stated earlier last week or the week before, the first week, I attended a high school game at the Alabama State University Stadium, and it was being used by the high schools. It was called the Montgomery Public School Kickoff Classic, Montgomery Public High School Kickoff Classic, and it was between the competitive teams. For the competitive teams in Montgomery, Class 7A, which is the highest class, to Class 6A. And there was an incident while I was there in that stadium where there was some shots fired outside, which led to everybody kind of stampede and running over young people. Everybody's running, trying to get away from it. That kind of violence must stop. We talked a little bit about it last week, but we're still talking about it. We're going to have a discussion. We want you to play a part in this discussion about violence at these games, whether it's high school or college games. Also, in that the next night, there was some controversy going on also at one of those second games that didn't lead to any fighting, but it was just not the kind of sportsmanship you expect to see out of young men as well as coaching. This past weekend, we had an incident that was on national television, the ESPN, on Sunday night with the University of Miami and LSU. Before the game, they get into a full-fledged altercation before the game gets started. When is it going to stop? We have to demand that it stop. The violence must stop. So we're asking you at each and every one of your schools, let's talk about sportsmanship. talk with our young people as well as our young adults how important the sportsmanship. Now, as you've seen in preseason throughout the NFL, there was a situation where you have teams that was having a practice between two teams. You have fighting going on. We have to stop this. We have to focus on giving our youth good examples so we can prepare them well enough to be successful in the future. It's not just on the field. You got to show them off the field, and they got to have good examples. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Now, again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to state your point of view in regards to this, you just press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I'll ask you to come on the radio stating who you are and your location. Then just jump in. Share your thoughts on it. What should we do in regards to the violence at the high school and the college games, at the high school and college level in regards to football games? Also, we're going to look at Nick Saban. We're going to look at Nick Saban being very salty and, we'll say, very aggressive with the sideline reporter Maria Taylor. Not Marie. Marie is Maria Taylor, and was it a good move? And as you know, he came back and he apologized. He said, well, I'm sorry, Well, he apologized, as we was told. He called Maria Taylor, and who's a sideline reporter for ESPN. And he apologized to her personally, but he came on when he was asked about it to let everybody know he apologized. Was that a good move? Is this thing with the quarterback controversy getting so it's like a runaway train? It have overwhelmed one of the greatest coaches of all time. And what I mean by that, he has to make a decision. But as I said, and I'll continue to say, this decision could have been made a lot earlier. I think the way you're playing it is creating problems and things that have been said. And I want to find out what you feel about it. How do you feel? Did Saban, by getting upset with Maria Taylor for asking that simple question, all she asked is, can you give us some kind of clarity on regards? He didn't ask you to downgrade one player, as Nick Saban said, I'm never going to downgrade one of the players in regards to another player. We all treat all our players fairly, but let's keep it real. Now, we got to keep it real. Now, you got a player that's 26-2, and he comes back, and regardless of what happened the first week and what happened in one half of the championship game, and if he's performing at the level to get you there, you have to make a commitment to him. So it has led to several other things. The topic we want to talk about is on the recruiting trail. Several schools at the college level, several schools are going in these high schools, and they're using two things in regards to the University of Alabama as negative recruiting. And that is that Nick Saban is 66 years old. And if you take a commitment to him now when you're a senior in high school, that means, he's going to be 70 to 71 before you actually finish up at the University of Alabama. Is he going to be there? That's one of the negative form of recruiting being used. Some of his closest individuals, his adversaries, and some of his individuals that work for him have used that in regards. And the second thing is this situation with this quarterback controversy. And I can tell you firsthand, I was talking to several coaches, and they were sharing some thoughts about this, and they just felt like, are you doing the right thing? You're treating them fairly? Are you really just using somebody just to get what you want and win your championship, to put you in a position to win a championship? Then you just sort of like, when you don't feel like they're meeting what you want, you cut them loose. Do you stick with your player? So the thing about it, there was a lot of controversy came out for months. I think the talking heads and the pundits spend a lot of time dictating what they should do, who should be the quarterback. And truth of the matter, you can't go based on the first game. A lot of people come at me and talk about the first game. What about the first game? What about it? You know what I'm saying? That's still not showing that, I saw something, saw it criticizing that first touchdown was something you had to hold your breath on. Do you want to do that all season? Nick Saban is not all about high risk. He's not going to take much risk. He's a low-risk individual. Do you want to take that chance? Then you're getting where we got talking about player is 4-1 in odds to win the Heisman, and they hadn't played but a half in one game. And then everybody come back, well, since they named 2 of the starters for the second game, he must have won the competition. I don't believe that's totally true. I think as much experience, and I'm looking at it as a coach, get him as much experience as possible in games as a starter, then, you know, down the line you're in better shape. You got still have two quarterbacks, and you have to make a decision. How you say his skill, Jalen skill set is the key to it. He has a special skill set, but I want you to be honest, and I'll be honest with you. As a defensive coordinator, he would scare me. Them two quarterbacks would scare me to death because I don't know how to come at them. Because if I play my defense, starting off to stop the passing game, then you come out with that also a powerful running game, but you give that extra that quarterback as that the extra running back, it's hard to deal with. Scoring 50-some points won't mean nothing to that team. So it's to their advantage to keep both of those players there, and I think that's what's going on. But don't get upset when questions ask of you what, you know, how you will see those players playing this past game, and what is your, you know, what is your thought, and you get upset, so you're tired of people asking the question. You created a problem. You got your finger on the pulse, because you are the head coach, and you can make whatever decision you want. Number one, we'll challenge you, since everybody think that Nick Saban can do no wrong. A lot of people think that, but we all can make decisions, even with the way he went after Maria Taylor, because if he didn't think it was wrong, he wouldn't have to apologize. I even got a statement like they put in the paper that maybe his wife, Miss Terry Saban, said something to him. She had to say something. He should have realized after he did to come back to apologize because he was wrong because he let the emotion of that. But that's in the contract. They interviewed you after the game. You were excited when you won the championship when they interviewed you. So now if you're not happy with the way the team played, don't get upset because the question asks about this quarterback situation. And if you got some thoughts about that, I want you to join in and call in. We also want to look at what conference you thought of over the weekend put some distance between themselves and the other conferences. And I have to say to be quite successful this weekend was falling SEC with those teams, for example, University of Alabama, Auburn University. You also had Mississippi State to win. You had Ole Miss to win. You had LSU to win. You know, Georgia won. So you had a good sweep, a good run. So that conference spread themselves out where everybody thought that the Big Ten East would be the dominant division of the conference and considered to be makes the Big Ten the best conference, but they didn't prevail. They didn't prevail this weekend. They lost. Well, Michigan lost to Notre Dame and 24-17. Then you had the situation where Ohio State blasted the team they played, put on 77 points. So those teams were successful. But you also had struggles by Michigan State when they played this weekend. Wisconsin struggled. So the bottom line is, are those teams successful? That conference is more successful than the SEC. They're staying way ahead. A lot of people say now it's Alabama and everybody else. And the top five in some people's eyes is University of Alabama. We'll see. We'll see. Things will get a little different in a couple of weeks as time moves on. And some people don't think so, but you never know about sports and you never know about young people. You also can share your thoughts on that. Call in 347-857-4192. Let me take this opportunity to thank each and every one of those individuals who's joining. And I always try to wave them and let them know. I have Shell, 13 and 18. I waved at Shell. And we have, I'm going to say this, T to Joanna. I waved her. Joanna, if that's not correct, please. And got Mimi 1908. Appreciate you joining us on Instagram. And I can say Instagram is Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Facebook, have several people join us. Start off with our Bob Little. That's Reverend Little. Thank you, Reverend Bob Little out of West Alabama. I appreciate you joining us. You're watching. You have Mario Tafario. Mario, one of my frat brothers. And that's Danielle Williams. I thank you for watching us. And Mile Brown taking the opportunity to watch us. We're here. But join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to share some thoughts on our show log that you can just jump into the conversation and be a part of. But let me quickly kind of touch on some other things that I want to make sure I go down. And so we'll have you interested in joining us at 8 o'clock because you'll see some of the topics we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about high schools. some of the schools in your area. So I want you to call and let us know how your high school team did. You know, some of the individuals I see here, I know associated with some high schools, and you support your local high school or middle school, as well as you support your college or university. Call in and let us know exactly what occurred with your team this weekend. Because we just want to know, we want to be the vehicle, but not only just the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States, but we want to be for whoever your team may be. We're going to look at the high schools that are, you know, had the headlines in high school football for this past week. We're going to look at the Florida High School Power 25. We're going to look at their top five teams. We're going to also have an opportunity to look at in the state of Alabama, some of the performers of those top 25, what they call their Power 25. We also went down the list and pulled out some other schools in North Carolina. I'm sorry, in South Carolina, we looked at their Power 5. We pulled out some schools in Georgia, and just talking about their power rankings and their top five. We might just get the top five of each one of the classes. So we're going to look at some high schools. So make sure you join our conversation tonight, 347-857-4192. That's Talking Sports Plus. Again, I am the host, Dr. Lois D. Smith, Talking Sports Plus. As I stated earlier, I kind of gave the Twitter accounts for each one of those individuals that have the co-host with my show. And I'll just repeat that name. We have a lady of the millennium, a lady of the hour. We have Coach Lauren D. Smith. Now, Coach Lauren D. Smith was with us last week. Matter of fact, I'll tell you now, Lauren had a surgery, procedures done today on her knee, and she was coming back kind of late, about 5:30. Actually, I was in Alabaster, Birmingham area today where she had that surgery through Dr. Lee Mack Clinic. And she had that, so she's going to be out of the surgery for the next two or three weeks. She took some medication, so you don't verbally hear her tonight. She'll be texting and let kind of, if she's able to stay up, because I know she took some medicine to kind of ease up that pain. But she had knee surgery today. She went under the knife at 9:30, and they was concluded with her right at about 2:30. So she's at home and doing well. I can say that in all the prayers, and I actually had an opportunity to pray for her now. She have a journey back. She got to work hard to get herself back and get that knee straight. So I do appreciate if you do that. For the ones that don't know, Lauren is my daughter, and she's part of my Monday night show, which is Talking Real to You, which is the only father and daughter blog talk radio team in the country. Also, my next co-host is Coach Romaine Edwards out of North Alabama, up there in Huntsville, Alabama. Then we have down in South Alabama, we have our radio personality, Darrell E. Train Elliott. And the man that just retired will be our fourth co-host. He just retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. That's the second man in charge, Associate Executive Director, and that's Coach Tony Stallworth. He retired after 30-plus years. So we're glad to have him back with us on a full-time basis. So we look forward to talking with you, talking about these topics. We want to look at the historical black college and university storyline, and two of the storylines we can look at is the storyline with the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State University and Tuskegee University. It was an exciting game. It was a lot of meat in the seat. And that's M-E-A-T sitting there supporting both of the universities. The final score in overtime was Alabama State, won in overtime, 26-20 over Tuskegee University. Very exciting game. It was 26,222 people in attendance. Outside, it was over 70,000 people tailgating. All the festivities, they had bands, they had just all kind of things going on. It was quite exciting. I applaud both universities for what they had done this last weekend. It's an exciting time at Alabama State University to have an opportunity to share this by bringing Tuskegee in and have an awesome Labor Day weekend. It was awesome. The pageantry was above none other. So we applaud both universities. But we're going to congratulate both universities, but specifically the winner of the game. where this is the first time Alabama State has beaten Tuskegee in quite a few years, and Tuskegee was laying claim to their stadium because they have been playing the game, the Turkey Day Classic as well as Labor Day Classic in Alabama State University Stadium, and they said they had, at the time, had the key to it, and we were just paying the individuals that attend, alumni of Alabama State were just paying the lease on it. So Alabama State took the key back in the lease with a score in overtime, 26-20. So congratulations to that Labor Day Classic. Also, we had another Labor Day Classic in Huntsville between Alabama A&M and Miles College, and it was called the Lewis Cruz Labor Day Classic. Alabama A&M handily won the ball game, and the final score was 37-0 over Miles College. Then also Prairie View A&M was playing against, make sure I get it right, North Carolina Central, which was the MEAC against the SWAC over in Georgia, over in Atlanta, over at Georgia State University Stadium, and Prairie View was very successful in beating the MEAC representative, which is North Carolina Central University. So it was an exciting weekend for the historical black college and university. We want you to call in and let us know what your historical black college and university did this past weekend. Look forward to having an awesome conversation with you. Also, we want to talk about the NCAA football, what's going on, the situation at the University of Alabama. Is it over? We still going to have discussions about that. Next thing, we're going to discuss Urban Meyer returning to practice. Also, is Jim Harbaugh already on the hot seat at Michigan? Those are some topics we want to discuss on the NCAA. So we're very excited to have an opportunity to come. Now, join us at 8 o'clock because we almost about 3 or 4 minutes before we get a chance to wrap this up in regards to what's going on in your area. We just want to know. So you can call Talking Sports Plus because, you know, what it's all about is having an awesome time. We just really want to be able to want to bring you the hottest news. We want you to actually, what the old saying said, we want you to get ready. You know, and you know that temptation, we don't own the rights to these sets we be playing, but we want to play them for you. But, you know, I want to do one that is more in line and to some people hearing this one, and we're going to close our show out to tonight. And, again, join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this is the one by Ice Ice Baby. And this is going to tell you how cold we are. Very excited about having the opportunity. You know, I am Dr. Lillian D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Club. This is our kickoff show. You can join us here tonight. From across the street, let's kick it. Time. So, you know, the thing about it, we look forward to having you double talk up. It's true. I'm going to get it off the track.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new vision. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk from daily and nightly. Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and whack a chump like a candle. Damn, rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Some won't believe it. You better gain weight. You better get fooled out of kids. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Now that the party is jumping, with the beat kicked in, the Vegas are pounding. Quick to the point, no question. Cooking MC like a pound of bacon. Running them, real quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hot hat with a super tempo. I got a roll, trying to go solo. Rolling, 5.0, with my back top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting to say hi. No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the
out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, but don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolved it. Problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it.